And welcome to the first Design Review Board meeting of the year. Today is Tuesday, January 28th. Can we have a roll call, please?
Member Brown.
Here.
Member DeGasis.
Here.
Member Iman.
Here.
Member King.
Here.
Member Van Order.
Here.
Vice Chair Whelan.
Here.
And Chair Branch.
Here. And then we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, God, don't get me started.
At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Do we have any speaker slips or hands raised online?
Chair Branch, I don't have any speaker slips, but if any members of the Zoom webinar wish to speak in public forum, please raise your hand and we'll call on you. And I don't have any hands raised.
Okay. Do we have any amendments or adjustments to the agenda?
Good afternoon, Chair and members. No, we do not.
Okay, great. Then we will go straight to our review and approval of the Design Review Board minutes for November 12th. Can I get a motion for that?
I'll make that motion.
Got a motion. Can I get a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, we'll vote on that.
Member Brown.
Aye.
Member DeGasis.
Yes.
Member Iman.
Aye.
Member King.
Aye.
Member Van Order.
Yes.
Vice Chair Whelan.
Yes.
Chair Branch.
Yes. And now we'll go to the review and approval of the Design Review Board meeting minutes from December 10th, 2024. Can I get a motion for that?
I did find one small correction.
All right. Well, we need to get a motion in a second first. Someone want to make a motion for review and approval of the minutes?
I'll make a motion to that.
Okay. And do we get a second?
Second.
We have a second. Discussion.
Under item B, under the heading motion, there's a small typo. It should read fixture instead of feature. Chosen feature, it should say chosen fixture. That's all.
Okay. Anything, anybody else?
Yes, I have a general question, comment for staff. Why is it that the minutes don't include our recommendations and points? We're referred to a videotape to go over what comments were made by the board. And I never see any of those comments in the minutes.
The minutes are action minutes, so they are minutes that are your vote, your action, and then the conditions to the project. So I'm not quite sure. We don't capture everything. But if you feel something should be included, reflective of, you know, of your motion or of your recollection, please let us know.
I think I understand. Thank you, Ms. Chang.
Any other discussion? All right. With that, then, we'll vote on these minutes.
Member Brown.
Aye.
Member DeGasis.
Yes.
Member Iman.
Yes.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Van Order?
Yes.
Vice Chair Whelan?
Yes.
And Chair Branch?
Yes. This will bring us to our conceptual preliminary final review calendar, item B1.
That is item B1, 5733 Hollister Avenue, APN 071-122-005, Latinos Insurance Sign, and California Environmental Quality Act Notice of Exemption, case numbers 24-0038-DRB N24-0050-ZC.
Chair Branch?
Yes?
Due to proximity of the project, I have to recuse myself from this item.
Okay, very good. Okay, has everybody visited the site or revisited the site? Jim?
Yes, once.
And no discussions with the applicant?
No, no ex parte.
Okay. Dennis?
Yes, site visit, no ex parte.
I have visited and no ex parte.
I did a site visit and no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Cecilia?
No site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Let's see. Christina, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Branch and members of the DRB. As you will recall, you at your November 12, 2024 Design Review Board hearing, you did review the sign at a conceptual review. The applicant has taken those comments and revised the sign. The sign is now for one new wall sign, which is 12 square feet, and internally illuminated LED channel letters. The Latinos is now proposed to be 9 inches in height. Yes, 9 inches in height, and insurance is proposed to be 12 inches in height. Formerly, they were 14 and 10 inches in height proposed. There was a reduction in square footage with that letter height change as well. I do need to tell you, however, the sign does meet Title 17, as it did back in November, but it does not meet the Old Town Heritage District guidelines, in that the letter height is, the guidelines specify the letter height should be 10 inches. And again, that is a guideline, so it is up to the board to decide whether or not they wanted to adhere to that guideline or not.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
My first question for you, I'm sorry, I think we met before, if you want me to interpret for you during this meeting. And okay, so basically what Ms. McGuire has just said, that in general, the finding is that your design was, in general terms, appropriate, except that in terms of the size of the letter, I'm correct, that exceeds the requirements of the code applicable for the old city town.
It exceeds the old town guidelines.
Yes, and but it's in the pero está en los límites está perdón depende del criterio de la del comité si acepta que esa excedencia sea aprobada o no.
Yeah. Okay. Now, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and the team, and then you can make your presentation.
Okay, perfect. Es porque ya me presenté con ellos, pero mi nombre es Hugo Santos, y estoy aquí para hacer de intérprete en caso de que lo considere necesario. Y lo que vamos a hacer es una cosa que llamamos interpretación consecutiva. Va a ser un poco más largo, pero lo vamos a hacer. Lo que ustedes digan, yo lo voy a interpretar y viceversa. Por lo que cual, les voy a pedir que cuando hablen en voz alta, despacio y en segmentos cortos. Eso sería todo. Yeah, you can proceed.
So, introduce your we want your names all.
Oh, sorry, I did that in Spanish. Say it's for the record. So my name is Hugo Santos, and I'm an interpreter for. In order to interpret from English into Spanish, and vice versa, and I'm here to support the work of the review board, and I ask the people to just three guidelines to speak for, if you can speak at moderate pace, high volume, and in short segments.
Very good.
That's it.
And then we'd like the names of each of the individuals introduced,
yes,
for the record.
Si se pueden presentar, por favor.
Prenda el de en medio. Good afternoon. My name is Marlon Gonzalez. I come from Aerofy Digital Sign for the company of signs. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kenia De La Torre. I'm the owner of Latinos Insurance.
Welcome.
Miguel De La Torre, owner as well.
Welcome.
My name is Eric. My name is Eric Tolentino, and I work with 805 Digital Signs with Marlon Gonzalez.
Very good. Okay, so now you may make your presentation.
Oh, sorry. Mrs. Cristina was saying is that that the design review was, in general terms, accepted, except that there are some measures in your, sorry, I'm talking in English to you instead of Spanish. Era que solo en algunos aspectos específicos de su diseño pasa de los límites aceptados por algunos reglamentos que aplican en el distrito histórico de Goleta, particularmente en el tamaño de las letras, pero lo que comentaba la señorita McGuire, es de que esa excedencia que hay entre el tamaño que ustedes sugieren y el tamaño que tiene como máximo el reglamento para el pueblo viejo es algo que puede aprobar el comité. So I was just repeating what Ms. McGuire was saying to them.
Okay, so do they have anything that they would like to add?
¿Hay algo que quisieran añadir?
Could you use the microphone, please?
Oh, sorry.
Bring the mic in here, yeah.
Yes, I have a question in regards with the size.
En el tamaño de sign, estos tomé unas fotos de unos negocios de ahí mismo.
I took a picture from a business close to my own in the area.
Y el tamaño, pues, es más grande de lo de nosotros. Y quería saber cómo es que podemos calificar para que nuestro diseño sea aprobado, cómo está.
And the size of these other business signs are bigger than, than the ones that we're proposing. And we would like to know what can we do in order to be approved in the same way as these other businesses.
So I'll jump in a little bit, and then staff can clarify. Each sign is looked at individually per building. You're allowed a certain size as a percentage of wall area. Does that make sense?
O sea que cada negocio se ve de manera individual. Y el criterio que se aplica es que dependiendo del tamaño de la fachada, digamos, es la proporción de o el tamaño de las letras que se permite.
Excuse me. El anterior diseño sí estaba más grande cuando venimos por primera vez con ustedes. El nuevo, the new proposal is with the requirements for you, for ustedes, is more small. Y con los requerimientos de del tamaño que debería de tener la el sign. Sí.
So the first proposal was a larger size in the size of the letters, but the new proposal that they are bringing now is according to the requirements that you have indicated.
If I understand correctly what you're saying, the proposal they have here is reduced from what we saw before.
Yeah. O sea que lo que tiene usted aquí en esa propuesta es de menor tamaño que la que trajeron anteriormente.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
I understand. And then to further answer your question, each submittal is looked at on its own. So the fact that there are others that are different were done before, and so we have to look at each project on its own when it's in front of us, based on how it complies with codes and guidelines.
Sí, un poco para responder a su pregunta es que cada revisión de cada proyecto, en cada negocio individual, se mide en sus méritos propios, con respecto a sus medidas y al tiempo en que se hizo. Y en el caso de ustedes se ve de la misma forma en este momento en que lo están ustedes presentando.
Mr. Chair.
Cecilia?
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to add something. I've been on this board a long time, not the most recent time, but when it first originated back in 2002. And what I saw on that board over time is there are a lot of illegal signs in Old Town that never got any approvals. They were just put up. So it's hard to say what might be meet the guidelines and what might not. It's until you get the review, you don't know. So I think that's always been an issue with Old Town, that we ask applicants, we'd like to require applicants to meet our guidelines and standards. And I appreciate the fact that you feel that, well, wait a minute, my next door neighbor has X and you're giving me X minus 10%. Well, unfortunately, that's kind of how it goes. So I think it's important for us to follow the guidelines. There's a lot of signage in Old Town that's, there's just a lot of signage in Old Town that really needs, as there is new signage, it gets needs to be improved. That's all I can say. So
okay.
That's my comment. Thank
sí,
you.
En resumen, lo que comenta la miembro del comité es que en los años que ya ha venido participando en este comité, he encontrado que hay muchos signos que existen desde años atrás y que están fuera de los lineamientos establecidos por los reglamentos y que es una pena. Por otra parte, reconoce el que ustedes hayan venido a presentar y se hayan sometido al proceso de revisión de su diseño para estar en acordes con las líneas de diseño que requieren los lineamientos del centro histórico. Pero es algo que tiene que irse haciendo con el tiempo y lamenta que otros negocios no lo tendrán que hacer en algún momento.
Okay, so with that, do you have any questions for the applicant?
No, I have no questions.
Dennis, do you have any questions?
Well, specifically, I'd like to know what changed from the last presentation to this presentation, and that would be the size, the overall dimensions, the size of the letters, the colors, and the type of lighting for the sign. What has changed?
¿Qué es lo que ha cambiado desde la última presentación que hicieron de su proyecto? Además del tamaño de las letras, de los colores, de la iluminación, etc.
Básicamente cambiamos el tamaño para que estuviera con los reglamentos que necesitamos seguir de acuerdo a la ciudad vieja, ¿no? Y pues si ustedes se dan cuenta, en el nuevo diseño es completamente a lo que requiere la ciudad. Y el tamaño no se pasa de los pies que cada uno debe de tener, porque se recuerdan anteriormente hicimos la cuenta con ustedes de cuántos espacios habían y en base a eso sacamos un exacto pies cuadrados que le correspondía a cada landlord, a cada tenant, perdón. Y así es como lo estamos presentando ahora.
So basically the change that we have made pertain to the size of the letters in the sign, because before those were larger. And based on what we talked with you in terms of what correspond as of the total surface of the facade, and it's as required by the old town guidelines. We changed that and reduced the size of the letters, and that's basically the change that we have done.
Chair Branch and Member Whalen, why don't we have Planner McGuire give you the actual details of the change, like the size?
Sí.
Okay.
Quieren pedir a la señorita McGuire que dé los informes sobre el asunto. Sí.
Thank you, Chair Branch and Vice Chair Whalen. The original proposal was approximately 18 square feet, and the new proposal is 12 square feet. And the letter height was previously 14 inches in height for insurance and 10 inches in height for Latinos. The letter height is now 9 inches proposed for Latinos and 12 inches for insurance. As far as I can tell, there's no change in color, material, or illumination.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Any other questions, Dennis?
No.
Okay. Martha, any questions?
This may be a little stupid, but the sign that you brought last time is existing. Are you proposing to remove that sign and replace it?
Okay.
I'd like to just clarify in my own mind, if I heard correctly, the square footage of the sign is within guidelines, and the maximum recommended guideline for letters is 10 inches. Is that right? And so the basic non-compliant factor is the height of one word insurance.
My understanding is that it complies with Title 17 sign ordinance, but it exceeds... The letter height exceeds the Goleta, Old Town Goleta guidelines by 2 inches.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
Solo estaba pidiendo una clarificación porque dice que en general coincide con los requerimientos de las guías para elaboración de anuncios en el centro, solo que una de las letras se excede por 2 pulgadas. Todo lo que pidió y agradeció la aclaración.
Cecilia, do you have any questions?
No, I have no comments.
Okay. Then, do we have any public comment?
Chair Branch, I don't have any speaker slips, but if any members of the Zoom webinar wish to speak, please raise your hand and we'll call on you. And I don't see any hands raised.
Okay. We'll go to comments. Cecilia?
Member Brown, please remember your microphone.
Oh, thank you. Old Town signage is such a hodgepodge, and it's been like that for a long time. I think it's our purview that signs adhere to the standards set by the city of Goleta. And I appreciate, on one hand, there's one standard, and on the other hand, there might be a slightly different standard. And Christina, would you just... I'm sorry, I can't see Katrina. Would you just please explain? It's the height of one row of letters is too tall, or and how much does that exceed? What is that?
Thank you, Member Brown. The height of insurance is proposed at 12 inches.
It should be 10.
The Old Town design guidelines, as a guideline, recommends a maximum of 10 inches in Old Town.
Okay, thank you. I think it would be important, because this is our sort of our bread and butter, that that what we approve adheres to current guidelines, and I would like to see that for this particular sign. So that means that the one row would have to be less tall than what it is. That's my comment.
Sugiere la la miembro del comité que el excedente que tiene ahora el diseño en el tamaño de la letra de 2 pulgadas extras se ha cambiado y se ajuste a los requerimientos de la de anuncios para el centro histórico.
Jonathan, any comments? No. Martha, any comments?
I have a question slash comment. Is Latinos Insurance part of a group of businesses? That is it like a small chain, or is this an individual, only one?
Latinos Insurance, parte de un negocio más amplio, con sucursales, digamos, o es un negocio individual en sí mismo?
Okay, this is a comment also for the colors. We don't change the color because this has been the color for our company for almost 12 years. So this is our logo. This is the location that we have in Santa Maria, the same sign. This is the location that we have on Ventura. We also have cars with the sign, and we have the uniforms. All the marketing is the color that we have, so we want to keep the colors. And what else? Yeah, it's a business, family business. We have three locations. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that explains it.
Yendo. Okay, so my comments are this. Old Town is a unique area, and so I feel that if you're rebuilding the sign, which is unfortunate that you need to do that, but I feel that it would benefit Old Town if you could reduce the height of insurance to the 10 inches. That would satisfy the Old Town guidelines. And in my humble opinion, if it were all red, that might be a little less glowing and be aesthetically more pleasing.
Sí, yo, comentario que hace es de que le gustaría que se ajustara a los criterios de las guías del Centro Histórico de Goleta. Y que encuentra sentido en lo que han comentado con respecto al uso de una misma imagen, pero dado el caso que representa el Centro Histórico, que se ajustaran a los lineamientos, es decir, que redujeran el tamaño que por ahora se está excediendo de lo permitido, ese es uno. Y dos, que en su opinión, el personal de ella, que quizás si estuviera en rojo, o en un de color menos llamativo, a ella le gustaría más.
Dennis, do you have any comments?
Yes, I'm in general agreement with the other board members. When I first came on, one of my specifics to the city council was that Old Town was one of the most genuine places we have in the valley. And these guidelines for the Old Town Heritage District keep that in mind, that it's a unique place, a distinctive place, that of a singular character, which drove the guidelines. So with that, I would like to see the sign, the proposal, hew to those guidelines. I appreciate the reduction in size, but it's almost there. It's not quite there. The proposal is 12, the limit is 11 and a half. Perhaps if the letter size were reduced from 12 to 10, that would reduce the area. The colors, I'm less stringent about, but I do think the channel letters with acrylic faces do not comply with the guidelines, and an alternate illumination and materials should be proposed, and I would again direct you to the guidelines, which very clearly state what's possible.
Sí, comenta el arquitecto de que pues la idea del el centro histórico es un lugar único en el sentido de que es único en el valle y que todavía tiene conserva ciertas características del pueblo viejo. O ciertas características históricas y que convendría conservarlas y que convendría digamos, mantener cierto orden en ese sentido, y que él está de acuerdo en, digamos, en que pueda ajustarse en términos del tamaño. Los colores no le preocupan tanto, quizás es otra opinión la de él, quizás en relación con la iluminación y los materiales de la elaboración del anuncio será una cuestión que habría que comentar.
Jim, do you have any comments?
No, no comments.
I do have a question. The letters are individual, correct? Okay. My comment is, I'm okay with the sign. I think I agree with Martha, since you're having to redo it anyway, which is unfortunate, just shrink the 12 inches to 10 inches, and then you comply with both the guidelines and the ordinance. I'm fine with the color, the location. The colors are your brand, so I don't see why you'd want to change that. So I'm okay with that. You're tweaking it anyway. Just take that 12 down to 10, and you comply with both is my feeling.
Sí, que en general coincide con los comentarios de los miembros del comité, que reduzcan solo el tamaño de las letras que exceden lo permitido, que en términos de los colores no tiene problema, porque son su marca. Desafortunadamente, tendrían que rehacer el anuncio para que quede en términos de lo que establece el requerimiento, pero por lo demás, él no tendría ninguna objeción, siempre y cuando reduzcan el tamaño a lo que establece el reglamento.
You guys have any other questions or comments?
I have a question. So about the colors, I heard the last meeting that the colors wasn't on the code, or it is on the code, the colors?
That's a question for staff. It's a bit nebulous, but
thank you. So was the question about the colors and whether or not the colors are in the code?
For the guidelines, yeah.
They're in the guidelines. Oh, actually, we don't. There is no colors for signs specifically in the guidelines. There is colors for the buildings in Old Town, which shall be muted, but not for signs.
So, okay. All right. Any other discussions, or does somebody want to make a motion?
We agree on change that design to 12 to 10, and the lights, and make a new design.
Okay.
For you guys.
And if the other board members agree with me to bring it into compliance, that you would choose some other illumination system other than the channel letters with a crew, and it'd probably be a cost savings too when you look at these other signage alternatives.
Such as?
Well, an illuminated panel. Mm. I'd have to go read the guidelines to see what they accept, but these are specifically not in the guidelines.
O sea que estaría sugiriendo un tipo de iluminación distinta, pero que no está señalada en los requisitos o guía de anuncios en el centro histórico.
Okay, yet we approved Megan's, which is a red sign that's illuminated.
Mm-hmm.
We approved Wendy's. I'm trying to think of what else. We approved La Guerrita. Okay. I think we need to start establishing some consistency. I mean, I would love to see a wooden sign that's illuminated with some kind of downcast lamping, but I think we also have to be fair.
Se dice que bueno, aprobaron otros signos son similares como Wendy's o la guerrita o la guerrita, no sé cuál sea, pero que le encantaría ver un anuncio que estuviera eliminado por lámparas, pero que también hay que ser parejo, ¿no? Se aprobaron aquellos, el de ustedes también.
Does anybody want to take a stab at a motion?
I'd just like to ask Martha a question. You know, I support your idea. I mean, this sign is okay. The one letter height is too tall, but I'm not sure I totally understand why you'd want to change it or recommend a change. Maybe I'm not
in terms of color.
No, in terms of the quality of
the height.
Oh,
not the height, but the other things you talk about, downward directed lights out. Just explain what you had in mind.
That was that wasn't my comment.
Oh, that was Dennis's.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And yes, to respond to you and perhaps to help our proponents, by all of the illustrations here, you prove our point that we're trying to bring some consistency so that each new proposal doesn't move things a little bit differently each time. Well, they did that, they did that, they did that. We're trying to bring it back under one unified vision. And to that end, my issue is the channel letters.
Sí, comenta que para clarificar los comentarios que ustedes, las muestras de diversidad o de anuncios que mostraron, prueba su punto, dice el miembro del consejo, porque muestran que siempre hay un anuncio que se difiere un poco en esto, ese otro difiere un poco en aquello, y empieza a diversificarse demasiado la oferta de anuncios, y el propósito de esta guía es que poco a poco se vayan homogeneizando.
To staff, Ms. McGuire, oh, I'm trying to download the guideline so that, but it's taking forever. Could you quickly illuminate some types of signs other than the channel letters that would be approved? What are mentioned in the guidelines?
Thank you, Vice Chair Whalen. I also don't have those guidelines in front of me, but I've read them many times. Oh. Typically traditional materials, so wood, carved wood, lamps for lighting, any kind of materials that would have been around 50 years ago or more.
Comenta que las guías para anuncios en el Centro Histórico sugieren que los materiales de los nuevos anuncios sean hechos pues con materiales que se usaban hace años, ¿no? How many years ago?
Many. 50 or more years ago.
Como hace 50 años o más, como madera tallada o esculpida o acero o fierro colado o cosas como esas.
I have a question for the applicant. Would you be willing to entertain a different type of lighting of the sign?
Para que no se vean, perdón, las letras, que la luz salga enfrente, podemos hacerlo para que solo salga atrás la luz, como back channel letters, conocidas como halo letters, entonces ya no tendría. Sí, eso es un poquito difícil. Ya no tendría la luz por frente, sino nada más por atrás, como halo atrás, las halo letters. No sé qué piensan.
So, his proposal is that instead of the channel letters that you're mentioning, they might change into what is called halo.
Halo letters.
Halo letters, which is some kind of lights that.
And then it's backlight
around
backlight.
In the back.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Just backlight.
Yeah.
Front.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's page 22 in the Old Town Guidelines for your reference, but I was wrong. Internal box type or backlit lighting is prohibited, but that wouldn't exclude halo lighting. It seems to recommend more externally lit signs, if you want to consider that, which may be cheaper to fabricate, too. But I strongly suggest you consult the guidelines and then interpret them with the help of staff.
Sí, la idea es de que se haya equivocado, ¿no? De que en realidad las letras con iluminación interior no están admitidas ahora, pero que sugieren que tengan posiblemente iluminación desde fuera o las que ustedes comentan. O en último caso, que lo comente con más detalle con los miembros del staff para que puedan hacer un diseño acorde con los reglamentos.
So I guess it's time for a motion.
Yep.
I'll make a recommendation that the item be continued and returned to the board with a version that more carefully hews to the Old Town design guidelines.
Sí, entonces la moción que él propone es de que la revisión continúe para que la propuesta que elaboren se ajuste y se guíe por los criterios de la de requerimientos para anuncios en el centro histórico.
Specifically the area, the height of the letters, and the type of lighting. Those okay. Three things.
Específicamente en lo que corresponde al área, al tipo de letra, a la altura, and the lighting.
The type of lighting.
Y el tipo de iluminación.
Okay. Can I get a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Can you guys, what's the date of our next meeting?
February 11th, if you can continue it till that
Can
date.
You guys come back February 11th?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Then with that, we'll take a vote on it, that the applicant would come back February 11th.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Yes, yes.
Member Iman?
Yes.
Member King?
Aye.
Vice Chair Whalen?
Yes.
And Chair Branch?
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right. This takes us to item B2.
That is item B2. 5387 Overpass Road, APN 071-220-035, Caliber Collision Signage and California Environmental Quality Act Notice of Exemption, case numbers 24-0037-DRB and 24-0048-ZC.
I'm a one-man band.
Okay, declarations. Has everybody visited the site? Jim?
One visitation, no ex parte.
Dennis?
Site visit, no ex parte.
At a virtual site visit, no ex parte. Martha?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Jonathan?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Jim?
Virtual, no ex parte.
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Okay, and Samantha, the floor is yours.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the board. This project is proposing two new illuminated signs at 5387 Overpass Road. This is has a land use and zoning designation of general industrial, and the new signage is proposed in order to reflect the business name change from Hughes Auto Body and Paint to Caliber Collision. The proposal includes one new illuminated wall sign that would read Caliber Collision and would have a total sign area of 29.8 square feet. The proposal also includes one new freestanding illuminated monument sign that would also read Caliber Collision and would have a total sign area of 20 square feet, would be 4 feet in height, 5 feet in length, and would have 40 square feet of landscaping at the base of the sign. There is no OSP for this location. However, both signs do meet all Title 17 regulations and standards for wall signs and freestanding signs. And we have our applicant here today to further discuss this project. And I'm here as well to answer any questions as needed. And with that, I'll pass it back to you, Chair Branch.
Thank you very much. Greetings. Introduce yourself and go ahead.
Afternoon, Chair, Vice Chair, members, Brown, who I've known probably 15, 20 years.
Long time.
Christian Muldoon, Vogue Sign Company.
You can please turn on your microphone.
It is.
It's on.
Oh, can you grab the other microphone? I'm sorry.
Or just lean in.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Christian Muldoon, Vogue Sign Company. I'm representing Caliper Collision. Staff did an excellent presentation. There's one wall sign. We'll start with this is the wall sign. It's an individual set of channel letters, standard corporate colors for Caliper Collision. I don't think it matters, but we're also replacing the address number here. It's like for Mike, pretty much. The existing monument sign was, I believe, non-compliant, and so we are replacing it. We're setting it back further. It's smaller, and then we're adding some new landscape around it as well. It is internally illuminated, but only the copy and the logo are being illuminated. The background is opaque. I think that might be... Then there's a couple other little small... just office signs. And then here's the details on the channel letters and the details on the monument sign. LED illuminated both the monument and the channel letters.
Okay.
So I can go back to probably this page would be the best.
Okay.
Is that illuminated?
No, that is just flat cut out acrylic on the side of it. Just helping identify it.
That'll just be on the side of the monument.
Correct. Okay. On the street side, correct.
The street side, yeah. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
I have a question for Christian. The wall sign, Caliper Collision, is that what we see in this image? Is it just the letters are white, or is that internally illuminated so it's make the letters stand out?
The photo sim is showing it obviously bright, but it's just right. The letters are white, and then the logo is like a rainbow.
Right. So this is a daytime shot, and this isn't. There's not. These aren't. It doesn't. I'm just trying to figure out. It's not lighted in the daytime. It's just the whiteness of the letters.
Correct. Okay. This is a proposed day, and then This is a simulated night.
So it is internally illuminated.
Correct.
Right. And then the other question I have is on the monument sign, the face of that sign is totally flat. There's no relief of the letters. They're not.
Actually, the only relief is it's routed and in.
Oh, it's in. Okay.
Correct.
So because it looks very flat here, how would it look?
It's going to appear very flat.
Yeah.
The face is metal, and then it's routed, and then it's backed with acrylic.
Okay. And I guess the other question I have is there's a lot of blackness in this monument sign that we don't kind of see in that neighborhood. It's a very contemporary sign, we have contemporary signs. And I'm just wondering, the wall sign, you don't get the sense of that blackness. The letters are more, I don't know, it's just different. I guess the question is, why is that monument sign so uniform? I think about the Hughes sign, which I think these letters were slightly raised from the base of the board they sit on. Yeah?
Maybe. Yeah, it's kind of done the opposite way, where the face on the Hughes was flat and then the letters were dimensional.
Right.
But very, only.
Right, no, I know, right. So on your proposed monument sign, the letters are flat to the face.
They're recessed.
They're recessed.
Correct.
God, you sure can't see that. Oh, I see. So how would it, this is how it's going to look?
Yes, that's how it will look at day and night.
And the color, the black, is part of the logo or of the.
Correct. We do a lot of caliber signs and other monument signs, and they're all black.
Wow.
They're all black.
Because that's such a huge change in that area with the signage. Because it's a very contemporary look, and most of the signs in that area, having been over there, are more from the 60s or 70s, where you didn't have all these modern materials where you could do all this other stuff. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
Okay.
Comments here. Sorry.
Jim, do you have any questions?
No questions at this time.
Jonathan, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Martha?
What are the hours that it will be illuminated?
I'm sure they're 7 to 6, you know, auto repair hours.
Okay, so not illuminated overnight is your impression?
Well, Title 24 will require it to be reduced to at least 60%, at 65% at night. That's mandatory based on Title 24. So it won't be glaring bright in the evening.
Okay, thanks.
I actually had a question related to Member DeGase's question.
Go ahead.
How is it, will it be reduced or will it be cut off? And if it's cut off at night, is it photocell timer?
They're mandatory to be photocell and electronic time clock inside. And then usually the hours are based on 2 a.m. before that at a minimum. How the business structures it is kind of up to them. 2 o'clock is the mandatory if they're not open 24/7. Most businesses won't run it because it's a waste of their energy management. They wouldn't. There's no point, right. Especially on Overpass Road at
midnight.
Yeah, midnight.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't. Never mind.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay, Dennis, do you have any questions?
I think I got my question about illumination. It's internal. The wall sign is internally illuminated. And is the monument sign externally illuminated?
No, it is internally illuminated.
Not even for dog walkers in there?
No.
Let's see.
But again, only the coffee lights up. So it's, you know, they're doing their best with the simulation here. And
sure.
it's showing it a lot brighter than it really, I mean, and plus 2 feet away from it, nobody's going to be that close if you're driving. Yeah.
A question really for staff, Ms. Bailey, this is kind of a curveball. Is the are emergency services okay with vertical street numbers as opposed to horizontal?
Good question. I don't know, and I don't think Ms. Bailey would know
because
either.
That's really the most important thing about a signage mm-hmm. program is building identification, and that would be something that should be checked out. I don't think it looks very good on the monument, but it certainly is out there at the street. I'm getting into comments, though. Sorry.
Okay.
Make a motion to remove it.
Jim, do you have any questions?
No questions.
All right. Do we have any public comment?
I don't have any speaker slips, but if any members of the Zoom webinar wish to speak, please raise your hand and we'll call on you. And I have no hands raised.
Okay. Comments. Jim, do you have any comments?
No comments.
All right, Dennis, you can delve back into your comments.
I think it's a rather handsome design. I have no objection to the black, as most cars are black these days, and black is very fashionable. Even our planner is wearing black today. My specific comment is the wall sign appears about 10% too big. Enough said about that. I would like to see it shrunk. As I understand it, the letters are 20-inch high and 16-inch high. Are there limits for letter heights on these types of sign? That's a question back to staff.
Sure. So there is limits on sign area, which the sign is beneath that. And I believe for letters without an OSP, Mary, do you know?
So if it meets the area, it doesn't matter how big the letters are.
Yeah, if there's no OSP regulating the letter height, we mainly look at the sign area. And
but just aesthetically, to my eye, it looks about 10% too big.
Yeah, I would agree.
Martha, comments?
I agree with the letter height comment that it should be slightly reduced. I like the black monument sign. And as I understand your proposal, you also have a horizontal number identification sign going on the building somewhere?
Right. Correct. It's replacing the existing one that's right here.
Yeah.
It's like for like.
So I think
it's just new.
That works nicely, and those are my comments.
Jonathan, any comments?
I have to agree with feeling like the wall sign is a little oversized.
Okay, Jim?
I would also agree, just sort of doing a comparison of the proposed condition, perhaps the sign. And if you look at the sign dimension, 3 feet 9 1/4 inches, that doesn't appear that, to me, comparing that dimensional to the photograph that's represented, it may just be that the sign, whoever did the graphics on this, enlarged it too much because it looks much larger than what is stated as 3 feet 9 inches, if I could put that succinctly. If it's accurately represented in that proposed condition, then yes, I would agree that it's about 10% too large. But I would ask the applicant to go back and just make sure it's accurately graphically represented in the image. In other words, it might be fine at 3 feet 9, but it may be just blown up a little too big in the photograph. That's what I'm getting at.
This one zoomed in more than this one. So this one's appearing to be a lot larger, but see, this one shows a much larger ground all the way to the top. This
I am referring to the daylight
shot.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cecilia, any comments?
No, I have a question. Is the new address sign, is that illuminated or not?
Non-illuminated.
No, okay. And what page? I keep seeing different pages people are looking at. So that's all I have.
Any comments?
You know, I sort of know that area. I just recently adopted a dog, having been over to Overpass Road many times to those shelters over there. So I don't mind the sign, but I mind the blackness. There's a lot of blackness. And that for that area, because all that area was developed in the 60s, it's more of a traditional appearing signs from a long time ago. And this is a very modern sign. I don't mind the sign. It just seems to me to be very black. Is it a dull black or a shiny black? Or a matte black?
It's going to be a satin. That's what most signs are, which is like a semi.
Okay. So that's okay. That's bad. Because I envision it as sort of being a shiny thing but if it's a sort of a matte black, that would be better.
We use a Matthews automotive paint, which is like a satin.
Okay, well, that's sort of a matte.
It's not gloss.
Right, it's not gloss. Okay.
I don't have any comments. I'm actually fine with it. So, everybody seems to be fairly on board with this. Somebody want to make a motion on this one?
Oh, I found it. It's right here. Yeah, it is. It's Matthews paint, black satin finish.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Chair Branch, I think Member Van Orden brings up a great point. I'm prepared to approve as proposed, but I'm wondering if the illustration accurately portrays it. And I'm just in a quandary how to resolve that while making it a motion.
Okay, so this says you probably don't have a 3/32nd scale though, huh?
Well, how are you going to...
Well, just comparing, if you look on page 3 of 6.
See, I won't be able to do it yet here.
The number sign is dimensioned as 12 inches tall, and the word caliber in the building sign is dimensioned at 20 inches tall. And on the illustration, the word caliber is twice as large, easily twice as large as the sign that says 5387. So graphically, it's not represented properly.
I agree with your comment.
Yeah, I think
I agree with your comment.
I think you're right. I think it's shown too big graphically.
I agree. Either one of those is wrong. Something's wrong.
Ms. Chang, how can we move this forward?
Is there one that you can feel comfortable approving out of the two versions, or to condition it to be a certain...
Is there a way you can update your graphic accurately?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Not immediately, no.
But you could
come back with
we could have the applicant update the graphic and then do a conformance review.
Right.
Based on the intent of your motion and action.
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve with the condition that the applicant resubmit a graphic that more closely reflects the scale and image.
What was the word
I should put in there?
Conformance review.
Conformance review, with a conformance review, and I'd be happy to do that. Mr. Muldoon, just a sidebar note, it looks like the vertical paneling is probably in 12-inch increments.
Mm-hmm. Vertical paneling. Mm-hmm.
That would seem just a quick visit out there to confirm that. I'm just spitballing here because we all know materials usually come in those imperial designations. Oh. That would be a quick way of scaling it.
The slats, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
That was a motion. Do we get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right. We'll take a vote.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Iman?
Yes.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Van Order?
Yes.
Vice Chair Whalen?
Yes.
And Chair Branch?
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I look forward to working with staff and Chair Whalen.
Okay, perfect. All right, that'll take us to our final calendar, item C1.
That is item C1, 5599 Hollister Avenue, APN 071-140-057, Angelo's Liquor As-Built Signs and California Environmental Quality Act Notice of Exemption, case numbers 24-0035-ZC and 24-0024-DRB.
Okay, great. Has everybody visited the site? Jim?
Two visitations, no ex parte.
Dennis?
Site visit, no ex parte.
I've visited the site, no ex parte.
No recent site visit and no ex parte.
A site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No further site visit, no ex parte.
All right. Mary, the floor is yours.
Okay, well, I'll take this one.
It says your name on it right here.
Yeah. Travis is the planner, and I covered for him when he was out. So, okay, just to give a little background, I think the board has reviewed this project several times and came to a conclusion. One of the things that the applicant's not able to adhere to, one of the conditions, which is to remove the backing, the existing backing, so he can explain why, and then you can weigh in as to whether that's acceptable or not.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Introduce yourself.
Hi, Vasantha with Visual Image Designs. I wasn't here, but thank you. You got it approved for me. And there's the back box behind this. I don't know if I have a picture. So that's for the electrical outlet, you know, the transformer and the wires. So you have to have a box. Without a box, you know, you can't do it. But it's not visible here, but let me see if I can. From the side, there's a back here. It's like a 6 inches box behind this.
Yeah.
And that's for electrical, you know, transformers and wires.
Are you talking about the depth of the box?
Yes.
Or the width of the
depth,
box?
Depth of the box. So if the box, here's the face of the box.
Yeah.
Can you see? And then we put the transformer and wires behind it.
Yeah.
And that's, you have to have it.
I would think so.
Yeah. So yeah, that's.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's all. That was requested to remove this on the last approval, but I wasn't here, so I was not able to explain why.
I don't know that we requested that to go away.
No. Could you put the your plans right underneath the camera? My understanding was the old backing.
What do you mean, old backing?
The existing box.
Right, the existing box.
I see what he's pointing to. Those
that?
Gray extensions?
That and that? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, maybe we can get clarification from the board what your intent was.
May I?
Yes.
I think our intent was that that very long rectangular sign be shortened to the extents of the proposed lettering.
Yes, and that is reduced.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. That's
and
it.
I think one of, if I may, I think one of the other items brought up was whether the sign was a vertical applied as opposed to applied to the pitch of the roof. And that may be what the applicant is talking about.
No.
Box behind
I mean,
it.
That's already below the roof line. And my understanding, behind the box, the face, there's a box that need to be removed.
No, that the thickness of that is okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay.
All right.
All right.
It's the length of the old...
Right.
The gray part that could
right.
be
we
cut off, correct?
Right, we were talking about bringing it in.
Yes, we did
Yeah,
that,
the
yes.
change in the
yes,
size.
Yes,
but the depth of it, you've got
yes.
to be able to get lighting
get that, yes.
and ballast and stuff in there.
Correct.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for the clarification.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah, just leave that up.
So right. I don't think we need a motion or action if the applicant can meet what the original... your original action condition was.
Yes, yes
it
yes.
sounds like
yeah.
they've,
yeah,
they're have. Meeting the
okay,
original condition.
There was some misunderstanding. Okay.
I do have one question about
yes,
the sign elevation C. It's
yes.
very confusing. The box looks like it's overlapping on a lower portion of the shed roof.
Sign C?
C. It'd be the west-facing sign.
Sign A.
B.
Right there.
Yes. That one.
Yeah.
If you put it in the camera image.
Yes.
You can see in the lower right-hand corner of the box, it seems to overlap on a shed roof, and I don't quite...
It's about 2 inches above.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, I'm just a little bit uncomfortable about how that sits on the roof.
It's not sitting on the roof.
Right.
Yeah. This is above right here, about 2 inches.
So it's above that, but it's below the roof line.
Oh, yes, which is what our primary
well,
comment
primary
was
comment
about.
Was.
I was just a little unclear about that one detail.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Wait a minute. Would you please explain that again? I'm sorry. I'm down here at the end in Neverland. So explain the box... extends onto that shed roof. Is that what that is I'm seeing here?
It's above it.
Above it.
Yeah. Oh, it's above
it's above it.
It. Oh, I see.
It's above. It's above it by a couple inches.
That makes
sense. So,
Martha, you have a sorry.
So the question for me, and just looking at this again, is why is the sign in? Could you? Yeah, thank you. Why is the sign not at the top of that box? Why did you bring it down midway?
Because we were asked to lower it.
We asked them to bring it down.
Okay.
Mm.
Mm. And why was that? I don't remember that.
Go ahead, Martha.
Okay. So my question is, this depiction where it says roofline,
it's below that line.
Yeah, I understand that. Was our intent on the board to have it below this line here? Or what is that light gray element
the
of
box.
The roof depicting?
Which one? This.
This yeah. light, yeah, this light gray.
Light gray, that's my designer used to.
No, I'm not being clear. The top of this black sign is aligned with this lighter gray material. What is that lighter gray
That's
material?
That's the wall. That's the wall.
It's a parapet above the actual roof line?
No, yeah. That is the roof line.
If I may, Mr. Gaisos, I believe it has a gambrel
okay.
roof
it's
with two pitches.
Yeah, it's got the plastic thing there.
Okay. I understand better.
There it
Thank
is.
You. It's you sort of like a weird mansard thing
yeah.
on
yeah.
another weird mansard thing. So And that was our intent, that it be below that top.
Below that top, yep.
Okay. Now, my next question is, what is this light gray rectangular?
That's the old box. My designer just block it out.
And that will be removed?
There's no box like that. It's cut.
Okay. Now I understand. Thank you.
Okay. So it meets what we originally did,
okay.
So no action needed.
All right.
Okay.
One more question.
My
sure? customer said his business is low due to construction. He would like to have this banner temporarily, if that is okay.
That's a staff issue.
We do have allow temporary banners. We'll let you know. I believe it's 60 days, but we'll verify and let you know how long it can be up.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now our last item, conceptual review, item D1.
James had a question.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, James. I'm sorry.
We also didn't check for public comment.
Yeah. I didn't think we needed to. We didn't take any action.
I think we're good.
Okay. Okay. Item D1?
Next item is item D1, 5 Violet Lane, APN 077-141-053. 5 Violet Lane, new residence, case numbers 24-0042-DRB.
Okay, declarations, site visits, Jim?
No visitation, no ex parte.
Dennis?
I visited the site on the internet and had no discussions.
Had virtual site visit, but driven past it many times, no ex parte.
Site visit and no ex parte.
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Well, I'm going to show my age here. I remember when all these projects on Violet Lane came to us in the Design Review Board how many years ago, right? 20? I don't know, something like that. Anyway, so I did a site visit then, and there was nothing there, so just like there is now. So anyway, so no new site visit, no ex parte.
All right, Travis?
Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the board. The proposal before you today is for a new two-story residence with attached three-car garage on Violet Lane. The maximum floor area for this 10,020 square foot parcel is 2,832 square feet, and the proposed project is 3,175 square feet, which exceeds the maximum floor area by 343 square feet. This is here for conceptual only, just to receive your comments before proceeding in the land use permit approval process.
Got it.
Thank you.
Got it. Paul, welcome. Introduce yourself and your team.
Hey, Paul Poirier, the architect. Eero Barker is from my office. And this is Kevin and Emery, who are the owners of the property. And they're just looking to try to make some additional housing in the city of Goleta on a vacant lot. I would note that the house living area is 25,065 square feet, and the 3,365 square feet that planning mentioned included a future ADU, which I guess we aren't allowed to talk about today.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, 2,565. So we're doing a three-car garage so that we'd have a future covered parking space for the future ADU and a two-story house. Most of the houses on Violet are one story, but directly next to it on Baker, there's a two story, and there's a couple of other two stories on Baker Lane, which is right adjacent. So I think it's in character with the neighborhood. Planning going to go through the plans on the
screen? Nope.
You're going to do it?
You can flip them around and.
No need to go through the site photos, which you're seeing.
Flip that 180.
That'll work.
Yep.
So disregard this other structure in the back. Yeah, sure. Why not? So here's the driveway, the three-car garage in the front. And you come over this walking kind of a porch element over here to get to the front door. And then downstairs, we have one bedroom, one bath, and a half bath. And then you go upstairs, and there's three bedrooms upstairs with three bathrooms. So that's a first floor plan. Mm-hmm. And that's the second floor plan. So you kind of come up and there's two bedrooms, two baths, and another bathroom over here. Another bedroom, that's kind of a primary. The roof plan, so the garage will go over the patio walkway to the front door and the garage, and then this two-story roof elements, very simple. The first floor bedroom back in the back there. And this is what it would look like from the street with the two-car garage door, the one-car garage door, and then the walkway that's covered on the way to the front door, and then the two-story massing. And the backyard looks like this. Yeah, pretty simple.
Okay.
That concludes our presentation. Hopefully we can get the general massing of the project approved, and I guess here's the materials as well. Comp shingle roof. Is that right side up? That's upside down to you. The paint colors.
Hardy siding?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Jim, any questions?
Yeah, I got a couple of questions. In the project description, there's an indication this is going to be a 2565 gross square footage unit. How much does that does not include the additional dwelling unit? What does the additional dwelling unit measure? What is the square footage on that?
Although we're not allowed to talk about it, 800 square feet gross.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. What?
800 square feet gross, 735 square feet net.
So that's on top of the 2565.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Dennis, any questions?
Yes, a too small question. Paul, on the site plan, the living room has a fireplace, but that magically disappears on the floor plan. So which is it?
I think we're going to have a fireplace in there.
So that would have a flue or chimney?
Yeah, it'll be a zero.
That would
clearance
be expressed
deal
on the elevation?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so not on here.
We'll look forward to seeing that. And then just a technical point, although we can't talk about it, the ADU elevations appear to be mislabeled, as are the elevations, I believe. Your west elevation is actually north, and the north elevation is actually west. But that's, I'm getting really picky about those. You agree?
Yes.
Okay. And then on the ADU, which we can't talk about, similarly, those designations are all messed up. But we won't go into that. Thank you.
Yeah, north and south are reversed, right? Okay.
Yeah, west is south, south is north, north is west.
That's right.
Martha, any questions?
The house on Baker Lane that would overlook this lot, there's a heavy, dense hedge on the, dare I say, what should I call that, elevation east, on the east edge. Will that be retained? I couldn't tell if that were on your property or on the Baker Lane property. And it looked like the ADU was pretty close to that property. Oh, the unmentionable was pretty close to that.
About right there on the edge?
Yeah, let me.
Probably right there.
Correct. It's a myoperum.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's on our property yet. So we haven't really done the landscape plan or the grading plan, but we'll proceed to figure that out.
Yeah, it does provide some privacy from that one window on that east elevation of the Baker Lane mm-hmm. house. I think it's important that that be respected.
Yeah, their two-story portion is towards the back of the property, too, so it's closer to that part of this property.
Pardon?
On the Baker Lane house, they have a two-story section that's towards the back of their property.
Yeah, facing east.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the unmentionable is only one story, so it's not really
right.
An issue per se, but I still think your two-story of your proposed residence would benefit from screening.
Yeah.
Or the Baker Lane would benefit from that screening.
If all that stuff's on our property, we'll work to put something back that has some height to it in that area.
Well, I think it would be everyone's benefit to attempt to retain that existing hedge. It's really quite tall. It's mm-hmm. probably 15 feet tall, at least.
Jonathan, any questions?
I wish that I had a sense of would there be any impact on the view of the mountains from along Kyrie-Al, and the two-story part is set back a good distance, so hopefully that won't obscure the view, but I'd love to get kind of a confirmation of that anyway.
Yeah, it's the existing contours are such that the street is well below the buildable part of the property, so this edge over here is sloping down towards the street. Mm-hmm. So even probably the one-story house will be blocking the view of the mountains from the roadway down there.
Okay. Seems unavoidable.
Jim, any questions?
No.
Cecilia, any questions?
Is that the last vacant lot on? No. Okay, there's others. All right.
There's one more.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have any questions. Do we have any public comment?
I do have three speakers for public comment and nobody joining us via Zoom. Our first speaker in person is Brian Holtz.
Yep.
Hello, board members. My name is Brian Holtz. I'm the owner at 11 by the lane. That'd be two houses above this unit. I'm looking forward to having a house on that location because it's a lot of weeds that need to be kept up or kept down, as well as critters, rodents, and things of that nature. My concern is the height of the house that's being requested there. It doesn't seem to fit in with the other units, the other homes that are in there. That whole Violet Lane is all single-story units. And a second story there, I'm concerned about my visibility looking south, because I'm north of this proposed site by two addresses. But I'm concerned about the privacy of being able to see into my backyard and my house, as well as my visibility of the trees and whatnot that are south of my house. I also own the empty lot at 8 Violent Lane, which someday there will be somebody be building a house there. So I'd be concerned about also their view of to the east or to the west, because that is across the street from them, and it'll be to the west. The plans I saw there look like it's a pretty boxy type construction, and most of those houses that are in there have a lot of architectural features that make it a unique area, that whole Violet Lane. Most of the houses have a lot of architecture put into the buildings. And what I'm seeing there on the plans does not really conform to to the other houses that we have on that street. And of course, parking is always a big concern there. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next public speaker is Julie Ritter, followed by Garrett Ritter.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
We are the residents of 7 Violet Lane, and we have great concerns about having a monster house on this corner lot. Privacy, it is a private street. You can only park in front of your home. So we're hoping they have a big parking pad for all their ADU that we're not going to mention and their guests. There is a very small area for their guests to park. Privacy, we've got a rickety fence in between the two properties. That would be great if they could elevate it to about 30 feet. We're not opposed to having a new house, but we would like a smaller elevation, a lower elevation. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our final speaker is Garrett Ritter.
Good afternoon. Thank you. My name is Garrett Ritter. My wife and I live in the adjoining property at 7 Violet Lane. The thing that hit me most when I looked at that, and I don't know if you can put the drawing back up there again, but if you're standing on Violet Lane, and I think there's some confusion over what's north, south, east, and west, but if you're standing on Violet Lane and you're looking at the drive at the garage, you are looking west. And if you look, and I'm not quite sure how to explain this, but the roof line, the long roof line, goes from north to south, am I correct?
Yes.
So even the house on Baker Lane, the long roof line goes east and west. So we have, you know, that roof line this way, 3 Violet Lane this way. And as my neighbor Brian mentioned, it is not conducive to the look of any other house on Violet Lane. And I think it's going to be very strange to be on Calle Real and see a house situated that way. And, you know, I'm not quite sure why we can't talk about the ADA unit, but I think you really need to look at the whole project as one in considering this and how to use that lot most effectively to do what you're trying to do. I think this would be a very strange look for that corner. I will also talk about my wife in the parking. Parking has been problematic on Violet Lane. There have been times when homeowners have rented their homes, and these homes are pretty good size. I mean, we have 4 bedrooms in our home, and they'll get UCSB students, and they will take up the whole street. And let me tell you, 3 Violet Lane has had cars parked in front of it for the 8 years that I've lived there every day, blocking what is going to be the driveway one day. So it is going to be a problem right from the get-go. That's all that really comes to mind. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And we have no additional speakers.
Okay, great. Okay, comments. Jim, any comments?
No comments.
Dennis?
Well, from looking at the drawings and the presentation from the proponent, I found the size bulk scale appropriate, but after listening to public comment, I would reserve that perhaps some of the bulk could be reduced by
hip
roof.
I think we may have just lost our connection to the external folks.
The outside
world.
You
can give me just 1 second to take a look at this.
A musical interlude then, Mr. Markham. Yeah, where's your guitar?
Yes, if we can take a brief recess.
All right.
Okay, party on, Wayne.
photograph of the neighborhood? Did I see you pull that out?
We do.
Think of you with every breath I take, and every breath becomes a sigh, not a sigh of despair, but a sigh that I care for you. I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by. And your name is a song I'll remember the long years through. Even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness you light my way. And all the while inside me, love seems to say,
it looks like we may have internet back, so if you give me just a couple of minutes to get everything started again, we should be
and
good.
And when I sleep, you keep my heart awake. But when I wake from dreams divine, every breath.
Okay, we're back when we last left off. Dorothy had just left Oz. Sorry, wrong podcast. when we last left off, we were doing comments, which Dennis was
sure.
embarking on.
I'll pick up. I had mentioned the size bulk scale, I thought were appropriate for the neighborhood, but due to public comment, I may reconsider that. I do note that for a two-story house, the bulk of it is set north-south. If that's any concession to privacy or views. Let's see. And please consider those views from that second-story bedroom north for the concern of the privacy. I think my biggest is you have your conceptual layout now. It's time to make it into architecture, as public comments were said, that the detailing, the columns, the trim all need some flushing out. I think if you are going to have this large two-story home, in a way, it seems appropriate that it's anchors on Calle Real as part of that neighborhood assembly of buildings. But to that end, I find the south elevation very, very weak and unresolved. It seems to me it should have more of a presence, especially if a chimney and fireplace is going to be expressed. It should have a symmetry in the layout of the windows, which seem rather random and haphazard all throughout the building, which I could forgive. But I think that south elevation, for the public point of view, is very important and should be carefully refined. Is that general enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Martha, any comments?
I agree with what Dennis said completely. I find that really extended roof line over the garage and the entry, the bulk is, it's relentless. And the lack of ornamentation, I think, adds to that sense. I'm not being an architect. I don't really want to try and characterize it because I don't have the words for it. So I'll leave it to the pros.
Jonathan, any comments?
Well, I, too, am not an architect, but to be honest, it struck me as being bland, and I think the that elevation that my colleague just referred to would really benefit from some elaboration and maybe somehow reducing that roof line. That's just sort of overwhelming.
Okay. Jim?
Yeah. Given its proximity to the UCSB, and the layout, it seems evident, and I don't know that this can be addressed, but each of the bedrooms has an ensuite, so and plus the ADU, it seems evident to me that there will be vehicles, as was mentioned in the public comment. I would encourage the applicant to, if they can, somehow provide, try not to add to the issue, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I would agree with previous comments made. I think the elevations need articulation, they're a little bulky. I think the scaling seems very out of character with the neighborhood. I noted the residence at 4 Violet Street, it was very nicely articulated. It is a one-story. I know that we're trying to go two-story here. So I think that behooves us to really break down the massing and the bulk through articulation where we can.
Cecilia?
Wouldn't you know, but when houses were first being built on this site, how many years ago, you could just envision that there was going to be issues because they were big houses, the street was narrow, there wasn't a lot to, not a lot of room to park. And I just wonder this, I would agree with my colleague's comments about the house. It's a pretty big house. I don't know, I just think there's going to be parking issues with it. And I don't have any solution to that, but anyway. I would concur with the other comments made by the professionals on the board.
I have a couple of comments. I don't know what the other footages are of the rest of the houses in the neighborhood, but it's pretty clear that, you know, from an FAR standpoint, even though they're single story, they're taking up
a lot of the lot.
Most of the lot. When you look at all these, the lot is covered. So yours isn't doing that. Now, to avoid that, you're going up. So, you know, I'm not sure which is worse. I'm just saying that that appears to be the case. I think, you know, I mean, the which direction the second story mass goes, you know, depends on your perspective. I think from a Calle Real standpoint, it's great that your big mass runs north and south. I think that makes the most sense. You know, if you're living at number four, that makes less sense. So so I don't know. But I think, you know, I think that from a footage standpoint, it you know, based on what I'm seeing on the other lots, I would be willing to bet that others wind up with similar footages than what you'll be winding up with. So the couple hundred square feet over the that limit doesn't cause me too much pain. But I think I agree with what the others have said. I think the elevations could be more articulated with regards to how the fenestration is and whatnot. And if you look at this house at the very end, I forget what number that is, 16, I want to say, they have a three-car garage that's articulated great. Yours is one flat gable here, and I think you could do something to help you know, kind of get some plane changes. I think that's what's missing. Is some plane changes of what's going on, and I think that would really help, especially being you know, being right on the street there. And you know, I don't know, you know, if you're what your plate heights are, but height, you know, you definitely have, you know, neighbor concerns as to height and whatnot. So anything you can do to try to mitigate that, I would urge you to do the best you can with it. I do like that, you know, you're on the plus side, your second story mass is long and narrow, not one big mass that is seen huge from all sides. So you know, kind of have to pick your poison of where that's going to go, you know. But if it can be reduced at all, I would suggest you do that. Colors are good. Muted colors, I think, fit in well. And the style is, I think the style is okay. It just needs, it feels undefined. But I think it feels like you're getting there. Anyway, Martha?
I think it would be useful to be able to create a projection or a model that might mimic the perception of the neighbors to the north and neighbors to the northeast, maybe. I feel like it is concerning having that large second story element in the center of the building. And that lack of ornamentation and delineation of the facade and so on, it's just so troubling to me. It's got the sort of the, dormitory or barracks-like quality to me. It just doesn't look homey. That's my opine.
Anybody else? Any other comments?
No, the only comment that I would make is that I think the design of this property is not very attractive. And I think that it looks like a storage area more than a home. And I think anything you can do to alleviate that look and create a more of a home feeling to it would be certainly appreciated, not only by us, but also by the members of the community. That's my comment on it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Actually, a question. Is there an opportunity? Because if you along Kyrie Allen Violet, that's, as you mentioned, it kind of sits up from the road and the Kyrie Allen kind of drops down. So assuming the topography, it seems like, and the massing, is there a way to push some of that taller massing back towards the back corner of the lot and let it step down as it approaches both public ways, kind of break down that massing?
Possibly.
Just thought I'd throw that out as a question.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? All right. That concludes our comments. All right. Thank you, guys. That's our last one. So any announcements from staff?
Yes, Chair. Just to let you all know that the LDS church lighting that came before you, I believe it was in November?
Right.
There has been an appeal filed by two neighbors. So that will be going up to Planning Commission. We'll keep you informed as to a date when it gets closer to a schedule.
It was just too much lighting?
In general,
appeal for the
yes.
application or our approval of it, or what was appealed?
Well, it was your approval, and it was mostly the corner light that was close to another neighboring house. Oh,
the back corner, the
right.
back right corner.
I don't know if you call that the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah that's... Those are neighborhoods.
It's the there. It was like the southeast corner-ish.
Right, and then just as recollection of the project that was the lights are on sensor, mm-hmm. motion sensors.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't come on unless they were
mm-hmm. right.
So it's not on all the time, but that's part of the process, and so there are two separate neighbors that appealed the project.
Good. Okay. All right.
Next meeting?
Next meeting in 2 weeks, February 11th.
February 11th. Okay, great.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Oh, and with that, we are adjourned.